Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Soul-Led Living. I am here with one of my favorite people in the world and friend. Welcome, Jordan Younger, to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Such an honor.
What a treat to just like hang out in the afternoon today.
Too bad
it's not in person, but it's nice to be together.
I know. I was thinking that this morning. Like, I can't believe I just get to talk to Nikki. Somebody who I always want to talk to. And it's like technically work. I don't know if this is work. It's also fun.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess that's the vibe. That's what we're trying to go for.
I mean, that's kind of the life that we've cultivated, that we continue to manifest.
Exactly. Like keep working it. Not that there aren't like a ton of hard things that we don't want to do, but there's sprinkled with a lot of things that we do like to do. So I'm excited to be here with you today, Jordan. And of course, any opportunity to talk to Jordan is like, you know, what I want in my life. But I brought you on specifically. Well, first, we'll be collaborating this week on a kind of a workshop, I guess, in her new membership. So that's why I wanted you here. But also, I feel like you're in such a cool and important place in your career. And I want to talk like all about it. Like, I just want to be nosy and hear about all the shifts and the changes. I obviously know from more of like a friendship place what those shifts and changes are, but it's been really cool to see them on the outside. So I was hoping we could talk about that today.
Absolutely. I would be so excited to get into all the details with you.
So Jordan, when you first started, I think we came up around the same time, you being much younger than me, but I think blogging kind of came into your space around like, what was it, like 2008?
2013. However, it feels like so much longer. So yes.
I mean, that is a long time, but like that was like the beginning of this career. What were you thinking? Like, where did you think that was going to take you? Like, what did you think this was all about and what you were going to do?
It's such a good question. I mean, I really started blogging for fun. I had no concept that this could turn into an industry or a career for me. That was totally not the intention. So you're kind of correct in that I did start blogging in some ways way back in, oh my gosh, I mean, I want to say 2000, like there was no such thing as a blog necessarily. But if there was, that's what I was doing. I was on all these different chat rooms on AOL when I was literally 10 years old, giving advice to strangers. My mom, because I was so young, she still kind of like looked at my email and just checked like what I was doing. And I was like, I don't know, I just love this. So that was always something that I think was just in my blood, connecting with people from all over the world and just kind of finding a way to connect through technology.
And that's and when your mom, like the momager within your mom was born.
Even back then, I was so into the aesthetic of the profiles and like I would research how to make the fonts, all these different colors. So that was childhood. But then fast forward to actually graduating from college in 2013. And at that time, that's when I started The Blonde Vegan, which became the blog that I have today. And I had no concept or even anybody to really base my inspiration off of because people were not really blogging for a career at this time. So I was just doing it for fun, for the ultimate passion. And I think it's so beautiful when things have the opportunity to start in that way.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like the story for so many that started in that blogging space, like not really knowing where it was going to come. I started in 2008 with my first like WordPress. It was like nikkinovo.blogspot or something like that.
Totally.
And same, like I was a writer at the time, but I was writing about like fashion and beauty in Miami. And I really was just like looking for an outlet to write about the things that I wanted to write about, which were more self-help. And I did see like, I think we saw a lot of fashion bloggers at the time, but I think if you had any interest outside of fashion, blogging was kind of a, like, you almost like didn't know how to make money or that it was going to be anything outside of that. Like, if I always thought like, oh, too bad that I don't like love fashion that way. I'll never really be able to make this into a career, but here we
I
are.
felt
So it
the same way. Yeah, I followed all the fashion bloggers, even though I have never been super interested in fashion because I was just so inspired by what they had created and the following that they had. I thought this was such an interesting type of celebrity where they had really either hundreds of thousands or millions of people so interested in what they were doing, and it was just their life. And I remember looking at those fashion bloggers thinking, this is so cool. I would love to do this. And it's kind of crazy to think we have both now done that in the spiritual way, in the self-help genre, which was not as easy to come up, I think, as fashion, not as eye-catching, but pretty
yeah.
incredible.
Well, I mean, Jordan, you're such a big, I mean, you are like, I don't know, you're, I wish we could do like a study on it, but like, I think looking back, you were such a big part of like the explosion of the spiritual space and of, in the kind of more mainstream type of way that we see it today and the wellness space. So it was like almost like you started off in wellness. And I'll never forget the day that my assistant at the time, Danica, she's like, "Do you follow this girl, Jordan of the Balanced Blonde? She is talking about aliens. I think she would like you."
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so Danica like flagged you for me. I'm like, "No, I mean, I don't know her. I mean, this is years ago. This is like when you first started to have like an interest in like Pleiadians and talking about it." And I was like in my own little cave doing this work and being like, "Whatever, whoever wants to talk about spirit guides or energy, like I guess they'll find me." Like I wasn't really thinking anybody else was doing it. I was just in this like little cave of my own doing it and doing the reading. She's like, "I feel like maybe Jordan might like you." And then, we met very serendipitously through your designer.
Hi,
She
yes, who I'm
was
talking to right now as we speak, Annalise, who's making a new merch design on the side of this conversation. How crazy is that?
I love her. You have to tell her to
Yeah,
say
she's
hi.
amazing.
She came to me through, I think, almost 30, and then that's how we connected. But I thought it was really funny that Danica like flagged. She was like, "I think this girl might like you guys might jive." And then, of course, like not only that, but we have a friendship. So tell me, like that switch when you were kind of thinking about, you were doing a lot of like the health stuff. You obviously had journey with Lyme disease, and what kind of tipped you over into more of the metaphysical or the spiritual? And do you think that that's typical for everything? Like, do people start off in this health journey and then kind of find their way in the spiritual? Like, do you think that they're connected?
I definitely see that as such a trajectory for so many people. So many of us who started out by taking care of our bodies and feeling so passionate about eating healthy and exercising, learning about nutrition, doing yoga. I think that was the catalyst for many of us, very spiritual people now. I mean, at least I can speak for myself. When I was younger, I didn't really know how to be spiritual. I didn't even know where to begin. And I wasn't necessarily raised in a spiritual household or even a religious household. So when I found yoga when I was 14, that was really the catalyst for me, the first jumping off point of realizing there are people who live in the world who have this deeper connection to something beyond. And I would go to these classes and I would just lose myself in the music and the Sanskrit and the mantras. And I just saw how these people were living their life, which was mostly vegetarian at the time. That's kind of what I was seeing all around me, going to yoga retreats, focusing on compassion, kindness, studying the ancient wisdom of yoga. And so by the time I was like 17, I thought that I was a deeply spiritual person. And I think I was for everything that I had accessible to me at the time. But now looking back, I see that I was just looking for any taste of spirituality, any taste of people who were living a different kind of life against the status quo. And then way later, as you mentioned, I got sick. I was diagnosed with Lyme disease in 2018. And that was after about 5 years of all of my mid-20s just kind of feeling really sick and my physical health going downhill. So I went from running marathons and doing hot yoga every day, teaching hot yoga every day as well, to barely being able to get out of bed, barely being able to lift a glass of water off of my nightstand. And I had no idea what was going on. It was terrifying. I also had rashes all over my body. I had hormone issues, fibroids, so much was going on. And when I was diagnosed with Lyme, I would say when I was 27, that was the real turning point for me of starting to just look deeper. I had still been so focused on physical health, nutrition. I was a health coach. I was vegan. I really felt like that was such a key to healing. And I still believe that it is. But after getting sick, something just opened me up. Something cracked open inside of me where it was like my soul was speaking to me for the first time, really loud and clear. Actually, I think my soul had been speaking forever, but I had been hearing it for the first time. And my soul was like, you gotta do something deeper. You have to tune in. And for me personally, I realized that the journey through healing physical disease, or as we say, Nikki, disease from Louise Hay, was really this journey to learning to become who I truly am and to listen to the callings of my soul. And when I did that, that's when I discovered people like you and all of this wonderful work in the world about mediumship and intuitive abilities and speaking to the other realms and even aliens, which you mentioned. So the fifth dimensional consciousness, the Pleiadian constellation, all of this came into my life after my diagnosis of Lyme. And I just began to prioritize it. And my soul showed me that I had gotten so far off track in this life, even though I was living such a beautiful life and had created this blog and was doing a lot in the health and wellness space. What my soul wanted to do was a very spiritual calling. It's talking about fifth dimensional consciousness, meditating, and bringing these gifts to the world. And as you know, because you are one of my mentors, dear friends, and teachers, I still ran from this for a really, really long time. I kept just kind of avoiding the discipline and the focus that it takes to really hone those gifts and to use them in a really consistent kind of way. So now I feel like I'm finally living that consistency, which feels incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I love that story. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today because some of you might know Jordan launched this really beautiful membership platform, Soul on Fire membership platform. And I have the honor of being able to look at it and be on it. And when I see the videos and hear the meditations, I'm like, kind of just want to sigh because I'm like, this is what Jordan is meant to be doing, you know? And I have seen that for a long time. But I think it's hard because, well, first of all, you've had such success with your podcast, with your platform, and you've been so needed there in that space, you know? And I think there's just so much momentum behind some of the things that we're already good at. And I think everybody can relate to that. Like, oh, I've been an accountant and I have a lot of momentum behind that. Or I've been a teacher and I have a lot of momentum. And it's hard to go to the next calling because there is so much momentum around the last thing that I did. It's just hard to kind of, you know, start fresh and start what I like to call like a new body of work. And I feel like we're just like in the next era of Jordan and this like next body of work where you really are showing up as the teacher that you are. It was interesting to kind of see you go through the process too, because for me, I always saw it so clearly in you. But it was hard to see yourself in that, maybe because you were interviewing so many teachers that you kind of got used to being in the other seat. But like I said, or even when we went to Abraham Hicks together, I was like, this needs to be Jordan. Like, I don't even know why we're here sitting in the seats, like watching.
Totally. I know. That was the biggest honor to hear that coming from you because Esther Hicks is pretty much my number one in this world, in this physical realm, as far as expanders and idols and everything that she's doing. I would love to do. I think you make a really good point that because my thing has been podcasting and everybody can relate, like you said, no matter what it is that you do, whether you're an incredible executive assistant or doctor, it's so hard to then kind of open your mind to switching or to even spending less energy on the facet of your business and your life that provides the income for your family. So that was the big thing for me, is I would get so inspired either during my channeling sessions, during coaching sessions with you, or even in plant medicine ceremonies. I would see my whole life laid out in front of me, and it was so obvious. It was like, this is what I have to do. It's time to go live in nature and channel and bring these gifts to the world in some way, shape, or form in a consistent way. But then I would always go back to the podcast, and it was like my alter egos or something. So I realized having a podcast, which has been such a gift, you can do anything you want with your podcast. You can make your podcast a solo podcast if you want to. So what I'm actually trying to transition into now is really kind of splitting it 50-50, still having guests, because I've had so many special guests on the show and want to continue to do that, but doing a lot of solo episodes and just letting it go wherever it's supposed to go, whether it's channeling, whether it's just telling stories. And then that can still be a really beautiful part of my business, but it doesn't have to be the level of energy and output that it has been for 7.5 years.
Oh my gosh, 7.5 years. That's incredible. I mean, and let's not pretend like you're not putting the output in the membership, because you go to that membership room like, oh my God, there is so much here. Like, I can go on a full on like 3-day retreat by myself on your platform. It's just really cool to see you in that space, like personally, Jordan, just because your teaching style is very unique. It is very much like it's a mix of a lot of modalities, and it's just very authentic, where I think sometimes people are like, I only do breath work, or I only do this, you know, I only do channeling. The membership is like a mix of all the things. There's so much like knowledge within you. Sometimes like signing up for a membership is a little scary, because you're like, oh, but then I'm going to have 17 memberships, because I need one for working out or one for...
Yes.
And I really felt like your membership, like I can get so much out of it from my kind of spiritual practice, because it really touches upon all like these different techniques. So I really, you know, personally just enjoy that, and saw and like seeing you in that way. And there is a lot there. So I'm guessing it's just nice to put your energy into something different that maybe feels like, you know, where the, you know, where your energy currently is at, like that you want to create these things.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of the transition of the energy. I've been putting so much energy into the platform. So thank you for all of those kind words. That's where now this deep, endless well of creativity and flow is really channeling into, which is so fun, because like I said, that was going into the podcast for a long time and will continue to in its own way. And all the other fun things going on, like being a mom, Atticus gets a lot of that energy too. But all of the work related energy right now, and what I feel excited about, is going into the platform. And I really did want it to be something where people could get a little bit of everything. Like, if you want some movement, you can do yoga, you can do kundalini, you can do walking meditations. But if you want to focus on healing anxiety, there's a whole anxiety healing section. There's motherhood. There's wisdom transmissions, aka Pleiadian channelings, which I had sent to you because I was so proud to share. Like, I'm finally doing what I feel like is my calling. And it gives me so much energy and so much joy, which is exciting, because ever since I did have Lyme and spent many, many years healing, it's been hard for me to find energy, to find focus, and to really feel like I'm living in the world like a normal person. Like, what is normal anyway? Probably most people listening don't identify as 100% normal. But I mean, even just somebody with energy who can go in the world and do everything that they have to do in a day. That hasn't always been my life because of chronic illness. But now being tapped into something deeper, which I feel is truly energy coming from source consciousness and coming from the realms above, as well as coming from the baby in my womb, because I am pregnant right now. I just feel so charged up by all of these energies, and it's feeling so good.
For people that don't know what a Pleiadian is, do you want to share that a little bit and kind of explain what that is? Because I would say when you sent me that channeling, I was actually at the top of my mountain hiking in my backyard, and I just like my eyes just started to water because I was like, yes, like this is like it. And I think, you know, there's a lot of bravery that comes with that too, to be able to, it's not just like, oh, hey guys, I can do some Reiki on you, or I can do a reading on you. It's like, oh no, guys, hey guys, I can channel this information from this thing called Pleiadians. I mean, it's like really, it's like super brave to kind of move into that, especially with like, you know, where like the platform and everything that you come from. So if you could tell me a little bit about kind of where that came from and kind of what is it, and you know, how do you channel it?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. I wish you could see my face because I'm smiling so big just to hear you say that it hit you in that way while you were hiking and that you felt it, because sharing with you, someone who has taught me so much and has been one of my biggest cheerleaders and teachers and advocates and inspirations, it's just so special to have this bond with you and be able to share this stuff with you. So thank you. And then secondly, just to kind of talk about who the Pleiadians are, what the Pleiadians are, because I'm sure there are at least a big handful of people tuning in who are like, what are you talking about? Which was me when I first heard of the Pleiadians in 2017. I was not an alien girl back then. I was kind of like, oh, that's weird. And it's interesting how much my mind has opened up since then. So this is the way that I think of it. Some people say aliens, some people just say any consciousness that is different from the human consciousness would be alien to us. So we're also alien to them, if that makes sense. So I don't think of them as literal extraterrestrials. I think of them as fifth dimensional consciousness, the fifth dimension being a higher dimension than the realm we're in. The fifth dimension is all about love and harmony and peace and wanting to help us make the world a better place. And it's kind of a reminder, fifth dimensional consciousness, why we came here in the first place, to connect, to follow our passions, to ignite our eternal soul's purpose through lifetimes, and remember that we are eternal souls. So the Pleiadians themselves are a group of fifth dimensional consciousness from the Pleiadian constellation, which is a real star constellation up in the stars, the seven sisters. It's really beautiful. You can look it up and just kind of see what it looks like if you feel like you resonate. And then the Pleiadians themselves are just these beautiful beings of light. So if you've ever heard of Esther Hicks channeling Abraham Hicks, I view it as very similar, because I really view Abraham as a consciousness that is also from the fifth dimension. So these Pleiadians, they come through, they have so much wisdom to share with us. Some of us are deeply connected to them. All of us have access to them, I believe, and they have wisdom for all of us. But there are also countless star systems. So we have a quiz on my website that's really fun called the Starseed Quiz. So if you kind of want to see where you fit in amongst the star seeds, there are Andromedans, there are Venusians, and that's from Venus, who's all about love. There's many, many countless places from the star systems that our souls can be from. And then the way that I see it is that there are a lot of parallel realities happening at once. So I believe that there are pieces of our soul that are also up in the cosmos right now. So we could be talking about past lives, we could be talking about eternal souls and higher selves, or we could also think of it as a piece of your current soul still exists up in the cosmos. So I think of that as my higher self that I can then connect to. And I think there's a piece of all of us who, in a parallel dimension, is up in the star, or you don't resonate with this up in the angelic realms or in the earthly realms, like crystal realms. I think there are so many different types of souls. But of course, I deeply resonate with those cosmic energies, and Pleiadians have taught me so much. I can feel them here right now. They're happy that we're talking about this. They're sending
I have
tingles through my
goosebumps.
body. Yeah,
Yes,
they're
me
sending like
too.
little goosebumps through everybody listening, I think, who's resonating at least. That's what they wanted me to say because they like to make themselves known. And they're also really funny. They have a really humorous way of getting their information across, which I appreciate because I think even though alien can sound quite out there to people, it's really grounded information. It kind of what your soul already knows, but it's just a reminder of something so beautiful, like the reason that we came here.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. No, even your voice change was like changing a little bit as you were
Yes,
talking about it. So like
completely.
they definitely, yeah, I was like, there's just a tone that you have when you were doing it. And I was like, there you go. And that's kind of, when people are wondering like what channeling is, it's basically like lending your channel, which is your body, your voice, to another consciousness to come through, and just kind of like you connect to that consciousness and it comes through, which is a lot of what Jordan is doing. You can see that, you can listen to that on the platform or other channels as well. I'm not much of a channeler. I'm more like a medium where I'm kind of the in between. Like I can hear the conversations and then they talk to me and then I can relay the message. So that's the difference. In my readings, I mean, I see so many people that are what we consider star seeds. I mean, I have a lot of people that come to me that don't have those beliefs, and that's okay. But once you start kind of opening up to, of course, we are not the only beings in this universe. Like Earth is just one planet. It's really not that far out there to believe that there are other consciousness in other places in the universe. Like it's, if you really, really think about it, like logically, it's not the strangest thing to think about. And fifth dimension is basically like we're considered third dimension, trying to move into fourth. And a lot of people coming in, like a lot of souls coming in, are coming from these other places to support the earth to move into that next dimension, like trying to get to the next, trying to graduate and get to the next place. But I would say a lot of star seeds like yourself have a super hard time here because like your body, your energy is like too light and crystal almost for the density of the human body. So there's a lot of illnesses, and even I think the sensitivities of a star seed is also supporting, like kind of helping the earth, like helping us get the earth back on track of, all the chemicals and the things that like we've taken for granted that we've been using. Like we really, if we're going to move into the next dimension, we can't have those things because it's like messing with like the vehicle, which is the body. And the body needs to make enough space for the light of your soul to come through so that you're really living like true to who you are, so that you can live awakened. But if the body is too dense or thick or being hurt by some chemicals and things like that, it's hard to have that space. So kind of like you were saying, I was sick for a long time. I didn't even have the energy to do what I needed to do. And it was like, your vessel was like poisoned, and therefore like the lightness of your being like couldn't really come through and come online. So we're, always trying to make space for that as well. And also just star seeds, like they're just too high vibe for the thickness of
That's
our body.
exactly how I feel. And yes, that definitely is something that I feel too. And I would love to mention as well. I mean, there have been like viral clips of me saying that physical disease can be a gift if you let it be. And sometimes that's really taken out of context, of course, because nobody wants to be sick. I never wanted to be sick, and even every day that I still feel sick, it's depressing and it's awful and it gets in the way of your life. But the reason that I believe that is because, first of all, anything can be a gift, but if we're just talking about physical symptoms, they can remind us what we're doing here in these bodies. So until I had gotten sick, there was a big part of me that didn't spend a lot of time in my body because it was hard to be here. It's hard to be here. Like you said, it's very dense. My soul kind of likes to dance around in these realms just a little bit beyond and above the third dimension. But getting sick was a gift because it really landed me back in my body. And I believe merged my soul and my intuitive gifts more so with this physical vessel. And of course, we came here to live life. We could literally talk about for hours, but I just like to say that because I know people who have suffered you can feel really alone and feel really isolated, and it can often feel like there is absolutely no positive in the pain, but I really truly believe that there is.
Yeah, I mean, I was diagnosed at 3 with rheumatoid arthritis, like so young, and it sucks. Like, and it's I'm 41 and I still, and I'm currently on a injection medication that I have to inject myself like once a week. I'm grateful for it. I'm also looking forward to the day that it is fully healed. I still hold like the hope that it can, but I'm grateful for the things in between. I'm grateful for the medications, all that kind of stuff. But I always say that like my arthritis is like almost like a little tattoo that my soul like came with, and that like it's given me so many clues. Like actually the reason I even just got into like green smoothies, which ultimately brought me into like the wellness space, was because I remember being like, maybe if I change the way I eat, I won't have so much inflammation. Like it was just so simple like that. And that I think there is a lot of connection into from health into spirituality. Because if you go down the rabbit hole long enough, you realize that there is energy on top of your body, and that like also the energetic field could use some healing as well, not just like the physical. So they kind of at some point meet each other. And yeah, it is extremely hard to. I spent all last year like not being able to go biking with my kids or like running after the kids because my knee was so swollen. So I have some good years and some bad years, but it is constantly bringing me back to myself. And when something is wrong, when I am accidentally grinding myself to the in the wrong direction, my knee is always the first thing to like always the first one to tell me. So yeah, you got to like learn to work with it and find the answers. And it's definitely not linear. It's like a web, and it takes, there's lots of layers to that healing. You have so much like street cred in that. There's always something going on with your body in many ways, and you like move through it with so much grace. But still, yeah. And I think kind of like, yes, what you were saying is that the star seed has to remember to respect that your higher self chose to have an earthly life. Because I think a lot of star seeds are like, I hate this place. Forget it. I'll exist here. I'll take, whatever, this drug, or I'll do this thing so that I can like not feel into my body. I'll look out at the stars and just want to go home. But I think at some point you may not know why you were asked to be here, but I think there's a place where you can like respect the choice of the higher self who has a higher vantage point, a higher perspective, and knew that like this was like the lifetime that you needed, and to kind of follow those breadcrumbs to see like maybe why did they choose this lifetime for me, and how can I like fully live it. So there's definitely that the starseed has to like almost like come to terms with the decision of an earthly life.
Yes, and we're constantly confronted with it over and over and over again. And yes, I completely relate to what you said about when you're grinding too hard, your body tells you, and your knee is the first one to tell you. And I think it's really beautiful to learn that our bodies are these finely tuned instruments, and they're so wise, and they hold the tapestry of our whole entire lives. They have stored emotions, every memory from this life, especially, but also from past lives, is stored in the body. So, for example, this week, well, first of all, I have horrible seasonal allergies, which you can probably hear when I'm talking. And every time it even gets close to being springtime, I really suffer and it's not fun. But also this week, I caught a cold from Atticus and I've had to take it really easy. And last night I was thinking about it and the Pleiadians came in and the Pleiadians actually had a little moment with me and they were laughing as they do. In their humorous way. And they said, "Of course, you got sick. Look at how hard you've been pushing yourself." And it was just so profound and so wise. And I think it's really beautiful to have these constant reminders that we are not machines. We can't just push, push, push. We have to give ourselves rest. And I think a lot of us highly sensitive and highly intuitive people, we need a little more rest than others, and that's okay.
And also just kind of knowing like the body has its limits, right? I think also like the spirit in us is like remembers being free and being able to move around, and it, you know, forgets that the body has its limits, and that's what's like part of being 3D. So even when you're, you know, doing the things that you love, there are like limitations there, or sometimes like the body telling us like, hey, that's, you know, like the body knows when you're doing something that is like off, that is not true too. So yeah, I love that. And what do you think the Pleiadians like kind of want us to know in general? Do you feel like there's like a body of like a body of work there? Is there like one kind of big message, or do you think it's just like regular support?
I think there are so many things that they want us to know. I think, are you asking in terms of like my work with the Pleiadians or just in general?
I think in general, right? And like also, and then why you specifically, or why are you letting them, allowing them to come through as well?
So I think in general, there is a huge body of work wanting to come through, which comes out in so many different areas. So the Pleiadians are here and they're kind of showing me. There's books that are about the Pleiadians. There's Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak, which is a book that I often revisit that kind of encapsulates the whole message of the Pleiadians and the fifth dimensional consciousness. But also, it was written years ago, I want to say maybe 20 years ago, maybe more. And so much, I mean, we know, everybody listening, how much has changed on the planet since 2020 alone. So I think they're coming in even stronger now, and they're coming through people, and they're working through people, even tons of people who don't realize that they have a connection with them. Some people who are channeling beautiful things in all areas. Doesn't have to be a spiritual area. They're kind of channeling from the Pleiadian or fifth dimensional realm, and they just don't realize it. So the Pleiadians are saying, you don't need to give us credit. We don't need the credit, but we do, since you're asking, we do want you to know we're behind a lot of the light that's coming onto the planet right now. And then for me specifically, I think they're guiding so much of what I'm doing now. And I think honestly, they've been trying to do that for years. And now I'm finally allowing it more. There's the eras of my life where my podcast listeners will be like, love that you're talking about finance and whatever, you know, nutrition and fashion. But come on, come back to the Pleiadians. Like, we know, we want to hear you talking about this. And now that I have this platform, I am doing that in a consistent way, and I can feel them really coming through there. I feel them coming through in the book that I'm writing, still working on, still refining, but they're there. I mean, I feel them in my children, as wild as that is to say. I think these starseed beings, they're coming to the planet more and more now, and I can't say for sure. I will wait for my children to tell me who they are, who they feel like they are. But this fifth dimensional consciousness is coming through so many babies now, so many kids on the planet. And it's because our planet needs this light. And kind of like a side note, I know that I'm like talking a lot in answer to this question, but I was just thinking of something that you channeled, Nikki, probably like 2 or 3 years ago. You probably don't even remember this, but you told me when I was deciding about signing with Dear Media, and I love Dear Media, and I'm so happy that I signed with them. But I was deciding, is it the right fit? Because I'm spiritual and I'm out there, and I don't think anyone on that particular network talks about aliens. And I was just going through my whole process, and you told me, yes, it would be, you know, it would probably go really well to sign with them, and that's up to you, but it seems like a good decision for your path. But also, you're going to have this other place, this other platform where you can really be your full on out there self. And it's just going to be yours. People will join if they feel called to join, and they'll want to hear it. And that's going to be this like deeply, deeply soul fulfilling place for you. And when you said that, I remember thinking, no, I don't want to create a platform. Like, I just want to focus on what I already do, the podcast. And it's so funny now how everything has come so full circle. And this is fueling me so much. And I'm loving having a platform and it doesn't feel like a whole lot of extra energy or work the way that I think maybe I had first thought back then. So I don't, do you remember that?
I do. I'm like, I forget everything I say usually in the readings, but if you bring me back there, I can go back to the time and the space. So like I'm going back to the time and the space. It feels like it was yesterday, but I know it was a while ago. And it was really like, I was like, no, she's going to have this corner of the universe, basically this like space in the world that is for this. It's like, whoever's like ready for it will receive it. And I'm getting that like a lot of the Pleiadian work and coming through you and coming through like at this generation, like kind of we're young moms at this point. This is really because the little ones are like building the foundation of almost like a light society. So we're not so much building it. We're like kind of like we're opening up the doors for it to come through, but we're not necessarily going to be the ones that like build it so much, but we're ushering in. It's almost like if there's like a red velvet kind of like, when you're trying to get into a club or whatever, like I'm like lifting up that entrance and like letting the light come through, and the little ones are like building it in many ways. So I also, my sense is that a lot of it's coming through because at this point, a lot of people that listen to you are mothers also, and they're moving into these places where not even just mothers, but community leaders, like mid-level at their jobs at this point, or there's some leadership in them at this age, at this place of like your 30s, moving into your 40s, that kind of stuff. It's kind of like the kids are our bosses right now because it's like we're trying to make way for what they know they are here to build. And that's like that voice is trying to come through you as well. And my sense is like you, they are you, like you are them and they are you, like you're part of that as well. And that there's, when I look at the membership, I'm like, it's always interesting looking at people's soul's purpose. I mean, people are always asking about their purpose, and you might have been asking about it 5 years ago or whatever, but there's times when, like, almost like the climax in the movie, when that purpose like really comes online and you're just like really in that stage right now. And I know that's crazy to say because obviously you've had a lot of career success. And I think when people think purpose, they're like, career success. And you've obviously already had that. And it was all very meaningful what you were doing. But now, like this next stage that I see you going into is like where it's like that part of the movie that, like, it's like the things are happening and the purpose is like really coming online. So it's just really, it's very cool to experience that. It's just really cool to see that. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are going to notice that in you as well. And it's like happening in the membership. I thought that was so cool. Yeah. What do you think?
Thank you so much. Yes, I feel that too. I feel like there's so much coming through, and also it's for the mem like it's for me. I feel like it's healing myself first and foremost, which is such a gift, but it's also to remind everybody in that platform and everybody who feels called to join over time that they too are sparks of the light and connected to
Yes.
these systems. And that feels really special because that actually feels like the ultimate calling in the Pleiadians. I can feel them now, like saying yes, and like kind of getting excited about that, doing like a happy dance over that, because they're saying yes, that was the plan all along. And it really is why this journey happened the way that it did, with getting sick and discovering all of these amazing teachers and mediums, especially you, and just how much all of that has influenced and changed my life, and how everything on the planet is shifting in a slow way, but also a big way.
Yeah, I mean it's really exciting. It's really beautiful to see, and I'm so happy you're doing it. So I'm going to ask you a quick business question. On Thursdays, I run a business episode, just creative entrepreneurs basically listening. I mean, obviously the podcast exists, and even as like that kind of influencer business model that you've been on for many years has been really about like receiving, being supported by bigger brands, right? And now you're moving into membership, which is like such a different type of support. You've obviously always been supported by your audience because they're like listening to you and all that, but this is like they believe in you so much that they are, willing to put in that membership and be like, yes, I'm gonna, pay for the yearly membership, whatever, because I really believe in what you're doing and you're giving me so much value. Does that feel different? Because it's like, I remember when I started making money from reading. So I was like, oh my gosh, this person trusts me enough to give me money versus like, I used to be an editor for NBC. Like, it was just such a different, I don't know, I felt very meaningful for me to like receive it from one person to one person that they like really trusted me. So I was just wondering if that feels any different for you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, to me, it feels like a huge exhale. It feels like such a relieving sigh because I've always known that long term, being an influencer is such a gift. And I love that part of what I do. And I will never poo-poo that the way that some people do. I think it's amazing. And I love to be able to influence people and work with brands that I love. But the longevity of it and heading into my deeper into my 30s, having more children, I've always known I don't want to have to rely on brands to sustain my livelihood. I know that I have this beautiful community, and I know that I've been showing up for my community and providing value for 11 years. And there's so many amazing things that can be done there. And it was always kind of hard for me to determine what does that look like because I'm not necessarily a one-on-one reader the way that you are. I think it's such a gift to be able to do that. But I think because I'm a reflector in human design, I am very all over the place and I'm very airy. I think it would be deeply exhausting for me to channel one-on-one very often, at least. So I was always trying to think, what does this look like? What is the business model of this look like? How can it make sense? And this platform suddenly, it kind of just showed up, the idea for it. And I mean, the idea came from the cosmos. The idea was planted by you and also my assistant, who is very Gen Z, and she understands the trajectory of the influencer world and the way that things are headed. And so she was always telling me memberships are the future. And we've been talking about that for years. And just like my first reaction to it, I was like, yes, but that sounds like a lot of work, or it sounds maybe like something that I don't have the space for right now, especially at the time as a new mom. This was like a couple years ago. But then it started to seem like the best idea in the world. And now my entire goal and manifestation and hope is to be able to sustain my life through the platform and know that the value that I'm providing is more than worthy of the very low cost that we're asking. I wanted to make it really accessible to people, especially in the beginning, for everybody who believes in it now. We're still calling them founding members. We're doing so much in there. And it feels good because I feel like I am giving to the community that I care about so much, giving something that I know can help and impact their life, but while also being able to take a step back from maybe some of the brand work that I have done in the past and focus the fuller part of my energy on what my soul has been calling me to do all along.
It's the natural evolution. People have been listening to you for a long time, and you guys have been like studying together and kind of like theorizing together and like almost like being in that cocoon space together. But now
Yes.
it's like, all right, guys, it's time to let's do. And I think the membership allows you to put your spirituality into practice, which is what I'm super passionate about because I'm like a funny mix of like a very spiritual person, but a very grounded person at the same time.
You are.
And that membership like really gives, it's like, let's take it off of like the theory and just like receiving the information, but actually like doing it. So I'm excited about that. At the time that this airs, we'll be teaching together this week. And
Yes.
what are we going over? Like, and you do a few of these live events in the portal every once in a
Yes.
while, right?
Yeah. So we started doing these when we launched on 201, February 1st, which is my lucky number. So we had to launch on 201, make the platform an Aquarius, of course, because I'm so into astrology. And we have had a couple of live events so far. We're just trying to really shower our community members with a lot of love in this beautiful time of launching, especially before I have a baby come July. So I'm just inviting some of my favorite healers and friends on to teach classes, to do astrology forecasts, all types of things. But for you and I, we have our event coming up on Thursday, March 14th at 4 p.m. Pacific. I believe that's Is that 6 or 7? Your
7
7
Eastern
p.m. your
time.
time.
Yeah.
Eastern time. We're going to do a class on mediumship. Like, this is
Yeah.
your forte. That's what you do. You're so amazing at teaching people. And what I think your listeners will be excited to know is that this is like a very personal way of connecting in the platform. Last time we had about 85 people join live, even though we have a lot of people on the platform, like a lot of wonderful people so far. Not everybody can join live. So we had about 85, meaning you can like see everybody's face and we're communicating and you can do Q&A with us and ask specific questions to Nikki and to myself. And it feels like this really special way to connect, something that I personally hadn't done in a long time. And I'm really loving connecting in that way. And I'm super excited for our class specifically.
Me too. I can't wait. Yeah, I like to kind of like feel into where everybody's at, like that day and all that. But I think we'll be doing just like some fun exercises to connect in our own way as well. Like kind of, how do we read energy? How do we connect to, if we do want to connect to a Pleiadian or spirit guide or even just my grandmother who passed away, how do we do that? So we'll have some fun with that and hopefully maybe even have some space for just downloading some messages for you guys. So I hope
Yes.
that you join us in the
Yes.
platform. And I will all the links to her starseed quiz that she spoke about, because in case you want to take that starseed quiz, we'll have it here in the show notes, but also the membership in case you want to join us. It's super affordable. I think it's like 111 for the whole year. So, about less than $10 or $10 a month, something
Yeah.
like
Oh
that.
my God, less
Yeah.
than $10 a month.
Yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of that, we also have a code for your people, which is Nikki, your name. That gives you guys also a little discount off of the yearly. If you sign up for the yearly, the monthly, we have it $11 a month. So we kind of decided it's too hard to give discounts on that just for the amount of content that we put in there, but we do love to offer the discount for the yearly when people sign up through Nikki, through a friend. So that's really special. And yeah, it's a
Yeah.
special, special place.
Thank you. I know. I'm excited about that so that we can all be together because I'm sure it won't be the first time, but it won't be the last time that we're there. And I'm just, truly like a believer in the work that you're doing. So I'm excited to be there with you, Jordan. So,
I'm
well, I love you, my
excited
friend. Thank you for
too. I love
everything that you
you.
shared, for all the conversations. I mean, there's like so much more, but I'm just really excited to be here with you and sending a lot of love to baby in the womb, and can't wait to be with you later this week.
You know, me too. It's going to be so fun. And thank you for having me on. And thank you for the resurgence of your podcast because the world needs it. And I can't wait to see it continue to expand and grow and explode. But yeah, to everybody listening, Nikki is truly the best. And it's just such an honor to be here talking to you. I love you so much.
Love you. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.